All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got some sad news. Well, maybe not. Anyway, look, Nick Rakita, he's been yeeted off YouTube. I was a fan of his, obviously. I was introduced to Drexel through him, and great guy, really love what he's fighting for, freedom of speech, like really 100% hard in the paint, no bullshit. No faking, you know. I mean, yeah, they joke about the grifting, but dude is 100% about this. Project Veritas actually featured one of his videos. He's about to be on Crowder tomorrow. This is just really kind of a good thing because he's on Rumble right now, and Rumble just hit 24,000 people on one stream. Wow, it's a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be on there. They're going to be following him. They're going to come in. I'm getting an account on Rumble. I'm starting it right now. I'm already uploading videos. We're going. Hey, if this is the way that tech is going, I'm going for it, man. Get the fuck off YouTube. If YouTube's like, we don't want your speech, and they literally do not. Fucking Susan Wojcicki was at the WEF meeting that they had this year. Talking about her bullshit. Remember, the people that want us to eat fucking bugs. You know, they'll call me a crazy conspiracy nut, right? But no, they want us to eat the fucking bugs, and we'll own nothing and be happy. Susan Wojcicki's for all that shit. The CEO of YouTube spoke to those people on behalf of those fucking people. Alright? You think they want your goddamn... You think they want your goddamn speech? They don't want your fucking speech. They don't want you to have any speech. They don't want you to have fucking freedom at all. You can call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. It's the truth. I'm tired of it. You know, Nick got knocked out. 300,000 subscribers. Dude was doing real good, man. He was really going hard in the paint. He was getting some good guests on there. Even had Better Bachelor on there just before he got yeeted. Better Bachelor, great guy, great speech. I never even got to finish the video, damn it. But, it sucks, because there's a lot of content. It's all because of that fucking cake fart fucker Keffels. He did cake fart porn, for real. Fat tranny cake fart porn. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Just, it's a laugh. It's a goddamn clown world laugh, isn't it? Anyway, guys. So, I'm gonna be on Rumble also, in addition to all these other platforms, because why the fuck not? YouTube? I mean, there's like 21 of you, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to give too much of a shit about it. If they say, oh, we've deleted your account, you Nazi, then fine. Because that's what they fucking think of everybody that has a free, like, an opinion that's not barred down by the fucking status quo of today. You know, it's not politically correct. And we do have to fucking double down on gatekeeping. We do. Gatekeeping... I know it was the gatekeepers that are like, Pokemon is bad, and Harry Potter is bad, and heavy metal is bad, and Dungeons & Dragons is bad. Okay, I get they went too fucking far. And I've never been against any of those fucking things. Matter of fact, I like all of them. I like D&D, I like heavy metal, I liked Harry Potter, I played a lot of Lego games, those were fun, I've read all the books. Well, I don't think I read the first three, believe it or not, but I read the later ones, and it wasn't really that much to, you know, to make up for. But, I read all those, and, I had Pokemon cards, and I used to play Pokemon when I was a kid. And I had the Pokemon games, and I liked those. So, those are all things I liked that the church didn't like. But at the same time, the church was right about some other things. The church was right about, the fucking, trying to... turn kids into, I don't know, try to change the gender of children. You know, and I talked to Ken and he said, oh, no, they don't do that. But they are doing that. And when I talk with Ken, I'm definitely going to kind of talk with him about that. I'm like, Ken, this isn't a situation where, you know, this is being banned, like you said, or not in use, like he said. He said that that's very unorthodox. Well, very unorthodox things are happening. You know, there's whistleblowers, and they're giving us that information now that this shit's going on. You know, Nick's trying to talk about it. Project Veritas is trying to talk about it. Daily Wire is trying to talk about it. There's so many sources that are trying to talk about it. You know, nobody fucking wants to listen. It's all this bullshit. They're trying to literally make it to where eventually children will be a suitable mate for fucking older people, and that should not fucking ever happen in society at all, period. That's not a society I want to live in. Like, that's disgusting. When you see games and they're taking advantage of a young child, you know, it should disgust you. You know, it should be shocking. It should not be, oh, we allow that. No, we don't fucking allow that. And remember that super, I noticed on BitChute that you guys have really tuned in, because you had to fucking see that comment for yourself. When that guy came in, you know, big masculine bro, he saw the Mario Brothers cross-dressing. He knew something was wrong. He said, what are you, a bunch of Looney Tunes? Exactly, because that's how people in the 80s thought about this fucking shit. Any man that goes in there and dresses like a woman is usually seen as a fucking Looney Tune. Now, that's not to say they can't do what they want. They can if they're grown. You can fucking, I don't know, pretend you're a horse and run around naked in a goddamn field and eat grass for all I care. But when you put children into it, yeah, I got a fucking problem with that. You know, sorry, Grim's gonna get a little ranty today. I got a motherfucking problem with that. You need to go against the whole wall. That kid needs to be taken away from you, put somewhere safe, and you need to go against every fucking brick of the wall until you're fucking coughing up the fucking bricks. Like, you're fucking coughing up goddamn bricks. Concrete. That you're fucking shitting concrete. How about that? Coughing bricks and shitting concrete. That's what needs to fucking happen to you. Every time you go to take a shit, it's fucking powder. You don't fucking allow this shit. And I mean, that's what YouTube is. YouTube fucking wants this shit. Obviously, their CEO is all for it. They're all for getting kids into this agenda, you know? And it's not even bullshit. It's not even conspiracy bullshit. We got fucking proof and evidence now. What was that fucking Keffels doing making bathroom hormone HRT? Really? Fucking really? Cake Farts guy is doing HRT in a fucking bathroom? Bathtub? Oh my god. The fucking... Man, this is right out of Transmetropolitan. This is worse than Transmetropolitan. What the fuck is going on? Even the goddamn kids in Transmetropolitan were trying to change their fucking... I don't know. I don't remember. But I don't recall that. Maybe even Warren Ellis didn't want to go that far. The banned, evil man that he is now. Even though he was telling us what the future was gonna be. Like 10 million fucking times over. While Joe Biden jacks off all over the goddamn Constitution. You know... That's what did the Beast say? He said, I like to, is it the Beast or was it the Smiler? One of them said he likes to basically go outside the window of the White House and just masturbate all over the fucking people. Something like that. Like, he's basically saying he wanted to just fuck everybody to show how, I don't know, how powerful he is. How corrupt he is. And that's nothing against the rich people, because I know there's people like Revy, who supports me, who is a wealthy guy, but he's not for all this shit. You know, he's a gay man himself, and I think he's even seen this stuff go a little too far. I haven't asked him about it, but maybe, you know, in our next interview, I'll talk to him a little bit about this, because I do kind of want to know his opinion on this. You know, maybe they are pushing this shit too far. And I have an uncle that was gay and traveled the fucking world. He made women's clothing and for striptease dancers, man. So, I'm not some guy coming from this full-on straight-lace, background. My family was very conservative, but there were definitely some gay people in it, and of course, it was seen as odd when my aunt married a black man. Yeah, that was, I mean, it's not now, but it was, like, at the time, it was, and my mother even told me, like, when you see the baby, it's gonna look like it has a tan. Like, this is not, I know for you guys now, like, this is gonna sound weird, but to me, yeah, that was something I'd never seen. Like, I was a young kid, and I'd never seen anything like that. But now, you know, 20, 30 years later, I mean, it was a long time, dude. I was, like, pretty young. Now it's like no big deal. I don't care if a black man dates a white woman. I mean, by all means, whatever. Just be careful. I don't even say that as a race thing. I mean that as like permanent. Like any color. I don't care who you are. Be careful who you're dating. But you know that. You don't need me to say that. But yeah, I'm getting off topic. And what I was going to say is that, look, this whole thing just fucking sucks, okay? It fucking sucks. This was Halloween. This was my Halloween horror month. And once again, things are fucked. Rakita's gone. But not completely, because we got Rumble. And he's streaming. And he's got... Man, he's going to have Andrew on there. Legal Mindset. He's going to have Dick Masterson from The Dick Show. I think he's already on there. See, it's really great. It's really, really, really great that he can rise up from the ashes. And yeah... They're going to try to take it down. They're going to try to fight hard, the Keffels people, because there's already 35 downvotes on the video. There's a lot of upvotes. There's like 400 upvotes, but there's 35 downvotes. They don't like him. They're just such a small, minuscule amount. They're such a small group of people. They don't even matter. And they shouldn't matter to have a voice on Rumble either. But they'll try, because they have to get their stupid, silly agenda passed and make us all out to be, what, fucking terrorists and prisoners, even though we're speaking the truth as Americans. It's the right we're given in this country. You know, it fucking sucks, right? It fucking sucks that we're treated like this. You know, we can't even have a voice anymore. Like, when they took down Nick, they took down Freedom. Because he was like one of the most milquetoast dudes. I'm like, really? You're taking down Nick? And Nick's fighting for literal fucking free speech. What the fuck? Like, please get him on Crowder. Please get him a voice. I want him to have a voice. He needs a voice. As a content creator, I want him to have a voice. He is a louder speaker than I can be. But he's going to say things that I more or less agree with. And we need that. I can't do everything. Like, I can barely do anything. I don't have... TFM can't do hardly anything. They've stripped us down. They strip us down to nothing. We don't have a fucking voice. They don't want me on YouTube. The fucking fatty caddies revolted. You know? It's fucking stupid. So, you know... Go support me on there. I don't have that many people and I'm trying to get videos, but it's really complicated and I'm working on it. And follow Ken and follow Rackets. Follow Nick Rakita. He's on there. Rakita Law is on there. Please check them out. Legal Mindset is on there. Follow Legal Mindset. Follow all these people that are cool and based and, you know, believe a lot of the things that, like, if the freedom of speech, the freedom for you to have speech in this fucking country. Follow them. Alright. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out with this rant about Nick Rakita. Please fucking support him and support free speech and fuck what's going on with this country. This is not the United States that I remember growing up in. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out.